Muslim leaders in the U.S. issued a fatwa yesterday condemning terrorism and religious extremism. The ruling was issued by the Fiqh Council of North America. That's an association that interprets Islamic law. The fatwa states that any act of terrorism targeting civilians is forbidden in Islam. More than 120 groups and leaders endorsed the fatwa. Steve Inskeep spoke with one of the signers, Muhammad Ali Ilahi.
He's an imam at the Islamic House of Wisdom, which is a mosque in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, which is where we found him. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Pleasure.
So what will you be saying in your sermon today in the mosque?
Well, during Friday prayer, of course, part of the service is a ritual that we pray, but part of it is sermon. And of course, what you mentioned would be a part of what I'm going to discuss. From my point of view, it is really sad to see that Islam has to defend itself every day. This is a religion that was introduced to the world to contribute to creation of happiness for humanity, to help establishment of a just society, to remove the evil of ignorance, poverty, and corruption from the world. It is so sad that now everyday Islam and mainstream Muslims should talk about terrorism.
As a scholar, you must have given thought to the question of how it is that some people read the Quran, in some cases go to school and memorize that same book, and then go out and use that book as justification for killing.
The whole spirit of the Quran, not only the letters of the Quran, the mission, no place for superiority of the people over race or color or nationality or any other characteristics. Look, every chapter starts with the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. What it has to do with attacking an innocent people in the name of any faith is not justifiable at all, not in the Quran, nor in any other faith or even human reason.
Can you name one passage in the Quran that has been used to justify killing, to justify terrorism? And what is the argument that people make? And then how do you respond to that argument?
Well, you know, in any religion, whether it is in the Quran or the Bible, Old or New Testament, some people may get the verses out of context. And they look at part of a verse and not the whole verse, or they don't compare it with the previous or next verse and abuse it.
What's a case where that abuse takes place?
Well, there are verses in the Quran that they are addressing the battles of the time of Prophet Muhammad when the Muslim community was under attack. They were defending their city and their faith. And there were verses of ordering the resistance and killing the attackers as infidels. Now, some people may use the same verse and generalize that verse to justify putting a bomb in a mosque during a Friday prayer and killing, you know, hundreds of people who are doing their prayer and call them infidels. So this is a question for all. As Prophet Muhammad said, "Kullukum ra'a wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyyatihi," means everybody is responsible. Everybody is a shepherd. Nobody can just live like a sheep. And I'm sure that if we put our minds and our hearts together and also pray to God and ask for guidance, then we can succeed in this war.
Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Pleasure.
We've been speaking with Imam Muhammad Ali Ilahi, one of the signers of a fatwa denouncing terrorism. He's in Dearborn Heights, Michigan.
And you can read the fatwa issued by the Fiqh Council of North America at npr.org.
When my mother died, I started smoking crack cocaine. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that I say instead of going out hurting people.